Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for this meal that refreshes us and strengthens us with a life that is so deep, that such a deep need that we have for you, Jesus, for the resurrection. Like, we need resurrection or we're screwed. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. And I thank you, Jesus, that you provide it deep inside of us with this meal that we get to receive you, the resurrected Jesus. I just give you thanks and praise for that, Lord. I give you thanks and praise, and we worship you now. Amen. This morning, we're going to camp out a little bit for the message around Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to read that, then I'm going to pray, then we're going to get into the message, okay? Here's what it says. Now, after the Sabbath, which, see, that's kind of hard, that's on Saturday. See what I'm saying? That's actually Saturday at this time. Now, after Saturday, the Sabbath, okay, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Sunday. Does that make sense? Our Monday, their, you know, Sunday. Now, I just confused you. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb where Jesus had been laid. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met the women and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Let's say a prayer. Jesus, I just pray now that you show up in a way that only you can do it. Show up in our hearts and in our lives. Mold us, melt us. Do what you want to do with us right now. God, I pray for every single person in this room that you would simply open up not only our ears, but our hearts. I pray for myself, Jesus, that you would just help me to proclaim whatever you want said this morning, not a word more and not a word less than what you want us to hear. So please just do that now, God, in just a powerful way. I just pray that that would take place, God. We trust this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so here's what up. Jesus is risen. That's kind of a cool thing. So he's risen indeed. Hallelujah. Good job. Good job. Some of you that went to church your whole life, you're just like, he's risen indeed. That's how we do. That's just what we say. But here's what's up. I'm going to tell you something this morning that I have done that I don't think any person on this planet has ever done before. You just think about that. I'm about to tell you something that I think maybe me and maybe one other guy or gal has ever done. You have a story like that? Anybody? We got to keep it kind of PG in here, but I'd actually be okay with hearing it. Something you have done that nobody else has ever done. Anybody got something? Yeah, wow. Wow. Okay. Cool. That's probably true. That's probably true. Anybody else? This is your one shot. I had to spend some time thinking about this. You know, Jesus basically foretells his death and he foretells his resurrection and then he pulls it off. Okay. And he's kind of like the only one that's ever done it. And I was thinking, like, what is the thing I've done that nobody else has ever maybe done? And I think I know what it is. I like to hunt. So the first part of this isn't going to surprise you. I once killed a deer. I once killed a deer with a baby stroller. And here's what's, I'm not kidding. I once killed a deer, you know, like a, with a baby stroller. Has, there was no baby in the stroller. Has that ever happened to anybody else in this room? I bet nobody on this planet can say that except for me. Like, that of all mankind that's ever lived. I killed a deer once with a baby stroller. Kid you not. So, here's the deal. That's funny and very true. That really happened. That really took place. But there is more to that story, isn't there? There's a lot more to that story that I'm not going to tell you this morning. Okay? I'm not going to share more of the story with you right now. When it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is more to that story. Now, it's an incredibly important, very key moment in the story, right? But there is more to it. There is more leading up to it. There's more coming from it. There's more to that story that we'd have to kind of explore and kind of dive into to fully kind of grasp the whole story. Isn't that right? Just like some of you now will come up to me after the service and be like, tell me, what the heck are you talking about? What are you doing? And you start to explore a little bit about what happened in this very key moment. If you lose, I killed a deer with a stroller, you actually kind of lose the story. You have to have that part. But there's more to it. Some of you are hearing today, he is risen. And he is risen indeed, church people. Okay, thank you. Oh man, it's going to get along. Some of you are hearing he is risen. And all I'm saying, nice job, kids. All I'm saying is you need to go and explore the bigger story on that. Because we don't have time to talk about it all right now. And the implications for the resurrection of Jesus are incredibly important for your life. It is a key part of the story. And we're not going to be able to spend a lot of time on unpacking it all, quite honestly. You have to go and do some looking. You have to go and do some thinking about. You have to go do some reasoning. Go start to look at this story, this claim that some guy who claimed to be the Son of God died on a cross to pay the price for all of our sin and then rose again from the dead and now lives and reigns with the Father from all eternity and one day will return to judge the living and the dead. This was kind of the Apostles' Creed kind of thing, right? You have got to go explore this. We're just not going to be able to spend a lot of time with it. Imagine, just for a second, what if somebody right now in here stood up? Well, first of all, we'd probably tackle this person, okay? If it was too kind of weird. But they stood up and they were to say, I recently came into some money. A lot of money. And I will give $20,000 to every person that comes up to me after the service, sets up an appointment with me in my office. And this next week, I will give $20,000 to you. And what would we do? First thing would be is just like, who is this guy? You know, we'd be like, can we trust this guy? I mean, there's scams all over the place. I'm constantly getting awarded stuff on my computer. I'm constantly like, you are the winner. You are the winner. Which always makes me feel good, but I'm always clicking on that. I'm getting all these viruses. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But if somebody were to make that claim, You would have to explore that. You would have to go and see if this is kind of true. You'd have to. Why? It's a lot of money. It's too valuable. There's too much at stake. There's too much you could lose out on if you don't go and give it at least a little bit of thought. You'd at least kind of like see if anybody else goes and talks to the guy. Isn't that true? You'd have to give it some thought. You'd have to go and explore it a little bit. Maybe you'd go and you'd finally just be like, no, this is no big deal. But you'd have, it's too valuable. There's too much at stake. And Jesus says, I'm risen from the dead. I've conquered sin. I've conquered death itself. I've conquered the very spiritual forces of evil, and I want to provide you with life that you are, it'll change you forever and ever and ever, and it'll actually provide you even with eternal life. It'll even provide you with a resurrection from the dead someday. You have to go explore this stuff, guys. Don't just take my word for it this morning. Don't just go do the church thing and then just kind of go off and do our own thing. You got to spend some time exploring this. What you'll find is you begin to kind of go into it and study. Because I hear oftentimes, yeah, but this is just probably a made-up story. Go explore. Go check it out for yourself. Reason it out. Here's the reality. If you go and do some looking, you'll find stuff like, this is just a quick example, you'll find stuff like, if you're making up this story at the time that this is written, you do not have Mary Magdalene and women being the first eyewitnesses of the resurrected Jesus. Nobody would believe you at this time. You don't have it. Mary Magdalene, in the Gospels, we find out Mary Magdalene was demon-possessed not just a couple months earlier. This is a lady that has had demons driven out of her. This is a crazy lady. And she, according to some of the Gospels, is actually the first person to resurrect, to see the resurrected Jesus. If you're making this up today, you might put that. Because then we'd kind of be like, you know, women, yeah. And we'd be like, yeah, this is a cool story. In this time period, women's and their testimony, even in like the court of law and stuff, it doesn't carry weight. You only write this down if it really happened. People aren't going to believe this unless something deeper is going on. That's just an example. That's just a quick example of things that you can start to reason out. Is this historically even true? Did Jesus really rise from the dead? This is what my claim is this morning. This is the story that the Jesus, who is God, actually rose from the dead. This is the thing we have to struggle with. And you need to go reason out, and you got to go try to figure it out and go dig. It's too valuable. There's too much at stake. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians even says this. Now, this is kind of in the negative. Watch this. 1 Corinthians verse 13, chapter 15, verse 13. But if there is no resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. And then verse 19, what does it say? Christians, those who kind of claim the death and resurrection of Jesus, are to be pitied most if this doesn't happen. This is what's at stake. Do you realize I'm standing up here and all these people are looking at me and I'm making the claim that Jesus actually rose from the dead. And the Apostle Paul says, if that didn't really happen, we are to be pitied most. Our preaching is in vain. The story, the key part of the story, I killed a deer with a stroller, people. A key part of the story, if that doesn't happen, the story just unravels. Now there's more to the story. You got to explore. You got to dig in. We're to be pitied most. Why the heck would we come here and do this? Unless it's true. That's what we're hinging it all on. Two things that I want to talk about in terms of why this is such a big deal. Why is this story such a big deal? What do we get from it? Well, we could sit here and talk all day. Two things I want to share. Why is this story, why is the resurrected Jesus such a big deal? First thing is this. It's a story. It is the story of reality. Now follow my train of thought on here. It is the story of reality that you are part of. It is the story of reality that you are intertwined with. It's the story of God. It's the story of the world. It's a story that you're in it. You're in the story. This is not Jesus dying on the cross over there and us saying, you know, good job, buddy. Good job dying on the cross for the sins of the world. Wow. Good job. Nice work rising from the dead. That's pretty cool. Nice job. And we just kind of mow our lawn and we just kind of, you know, get our Starbucks and we just kind of do our thing. And good job, Jesus. And we just kind of resort back to the, you know, the things that we do around this time. Good job, Jesus. No, it is not that we are separated from the story. We're in the story. You get that? Jesus came to die on a cross, to take upon himself the sins of the world, your sin, my sin, our brokenness. He takes upon himself and puts it to death, buries the stuff, and then rises up again victoriously over death itself and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And it's kind of like, wow, that's huge. That's huge. A theologian, N.T. Wright, some of you maybe have heard of him. Listen to what he says. The message of the resurrection is that this world matters. The message of the resurrection is that this world actually matters.
I wish I could just come in there and your brains. You know, sometimes I just want to climb up on you guys and just get in there.
Do you understand how huge that is? The message of the resurrection is that this world actually matters. You and I actually matter. Jesus came and died. Jesus rose victoriously for us. This is why he's come. For us. For God. So, you know, you've seen the billboards, right? Most of them telling you you're all, you know, going to hell. But for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. For God so loved the world so that those who might have faith in him might be saved. Golly, guys, there's too much at stake here. Second thing that he gives us in this is newness of life. So the first point that I just want you to take away is you're part of the story. You're in it, whether you know it or not. This is why I'm telling you, you got to be exploring. You got to go look this stuff out. Second thing, we get newness of life. We have a connection to the resurrection. Oh, that's tweetable. There's a connection to the resurrection that you and I are given. This is not just good job, Jesus. Wow, cool. Pulled off one of a kind. No, we're connected to this. Look at this from Romans chapter 6. I want you to see this. Romans 6, verse 3. Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That actually kind of sucks. We were therefore buried with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in newness of life. You see that? Through faith in Jesus Christ, through baptism, we actually receive a connection with the resurrection that goes so deep that literally our own sin, our brokenness, our pain, our dark spots, our diseases and death and all these terrible things that we look at and we get on TV and we talk all this stuff and we see all this crap going on all the time in our world. Jesus' resurrection is given to you and to me so that someday us too can rise from the dead. See, there's so much there I want to talk, teach. I can't. I don't have time. But someday we too will rise from the dead, and that we can even begin to experience that newness of life right now. The life, true life, forgiveness of our sins. We can begin to experience things that Jesus wants to offer us because he's risen from the dead. He's not dead anymore. If Jesus is still dead, people, then I need to just stop right now and just kind of like go become a salesman where I could make a lot of money, because I think I could. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I should go and just become a salesman and just go make a lot of money because I think I can make a lot of money. But it's too valuable. It's too much. I'm not saying go become a pastor. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's what I should go do if Jesus is still dead. There's too much at stake. You know what? You know who gets this more than anybody else? Kids. Kids. Because if somebody stood up and said, I'll give free Lego sets to anybody that comes up and asks, what would happen? I would join that group. Free Lego sets? Are you kidding me? You see what I'm saying? There's something about that that's so huge. And some of us reason so much, and that's fine, and that's why I'm telling you, then go reason it out. Then go try to figure it out. Go dig into it. See what you come up with. There's too much at stake. It's too valuable. The death and resurrection of Jesus is for you and for me, so that someday we too can rise. I can actually, check this out, I can actually live my life. I can actually live my life. Not everybody can say this. I can live my life knowing that my death is not the end. That there is one who I follow who is bigger than even death itself. Just think about that, folks. You know how many people are living their life with death as the end? Just go reason that one out a little bit. What does that lead you to? This world doesn't matter. Do you see that? Do you follow me on that? Just go think about it. Don't take my word for it. Just go reason it out. How important is this? Death itself is not the end. There's more to the story. I'd love to tell you about, me killing a deer with a stroller. That really happened. I'm not making that up. I killed a deer with a stroller. There's more to that story. But it's a really key part of the story. There's more to the resurrection of Jesus. But it's a really key part of the story. Go dig in. Go check it out for yourself. May you rest. If you've been baptized, if you have your faith in Jesus Christ, may you rest with full confidence in the connection to the resurrection that you have because of faith in him. May you be assured of that. And if this isn't you, if you're still kind of struggling with that, keep struggling with it. There's too much at risk. Just kind of leave it with that blessing now. May our God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, our resurrected Lord Jesus, go with you in a real way this next week. Not floaty, not some cool spiritual ideas, in real fashion, in real life. May he go with you in every aspect of your life this next week. Into the good stuff, into the bad stuff, into the broken stuff, into the sinful stuff. Every spot you go, may he go with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, guys. The Lord bless you.